From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up on the program, an interview with the green giant, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, as we continue our series, Climate Connections.
But first, 0 for 18. That's the scorecard the Iraqi government received today and a new report out from the Bush administration. The report says Iraq has not fully met any of its goals for political, military, and economic reform. Along with the release of today's report, President Bush again defended his strategy in Iraq in a news conference at the White House.
Those who believe that the battle in Iraq is lost will likely point to the unsatisfactory performance on some of the political benchmarks. Those of us who believe the battle in Iraq can and must be won see the satisfactory performance on several of the security benchmarks as a cause for optimism.
NPR's David Greene was there, and he joins us now. David, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Deborah.
What else did the president have to say about the report?
Well, it was really a cup half full or cup half empty sort of argument. As you heard from the president, he was saying he knows that a lot of these benchmarks and the Iraqis' inability to hit them yet is going to be cause for some on the Hill, especially Democrats, to say that the Iraqi government just isn't performing. But the president said that, you know, if you're reaching some progress when it comes to security, and I have to say, if we look at the images from Iraq on television screens, you don't see much progress. But he argues that in some places like Anbar, like Diyala province, there's been some progress. The Iraqi government has fulfilled commitments to help with troops and help with security. And his argument is security comes first. And if progress continues over the next few months and the situation becomes more secure, then the Iraqi government will be able to start hitting the points where they have truly failed, which is on the political front.
He says that a lot, and he talks about Iraq almost every day. So was there anything new today in either the content or maybe more the tone?
Not much. And there's rarely an incredibly different message from this president from day to day. But the one thing you noticed, Deborah, was the president marked September as a moment when he's going to think about troop levels. And this might have been an important signal to members of Congress who are in a tough political situation right now and are dying to be able to tell their constituents that the end of the war may come. The president signaled he's waiting until General David Petraeus, the top ground commander in Iraq, comes back in September. And he said at that point, he's going to make some sort of decision. He didn't say whether it's going to be troop reductions. He didn't say anything definitive, but he said at least that will be a decision moment for him.
They've been fighting hard for the last 48 hours, but in Congress, both the Democrats and the Republicans seem to say something a little different. They want some changes. They say they have a say on this policy. So did he do anything today that holds off the erosion in his support?
Well, again, this flexibility on troops might have been something some Republicans who have opposed him on Iraq will like. But he also said essentially that Congress doesn't have a right to manage this war, which people on the Hill might not like because they feel that they do have a role. So the big question, Deborah, and we don't know the answer yet, is going to be when some of these Republicans like Richard Lugar, like Pete Domenici, internalize what the president said and come out in the next few days. Are they still saying, Mr. President, we want a different course right now, or are they going to give him another couple months? And if some of the Republicans start to back off a little bit, it might give the president a window. If they're still out there saying we need a different course at this moment, then it's hard to see that the president changed much.
And they're all going home. So the president was asked about how he deals with public opinion. What did he say about that?
Well, he normally seems like he's almost out of touch with the polls and says, well, the public want victory in Iraq. They're not necessarily against this war. But today, he definitely did acknowledge that the public is very much against this war. He said, and against him. He said, we all like to be loved, but he basically admitted that he's not loved. He also reflected on the end of his presidency and said, come visit me in Texas once the presidency is done. And hopefully at that point, history will judge me well, but there's no guarantee.
Thank you very much. NPR's White House correspondent, David Greene.
Thanks, Deborah.